Let the alchemy start to begin. And if you can, somewhere in your physical body, place the symbol of the infinity symbol. And just allow this flow to happen effortlessly, easy. The alpha and the omega, the beginning and the end. As we start to speak of things where we don't know where it started and we don't know where it's going. So take a scan of your physical body now. Take an emotional scan of your organ system, your cellular clusters. I'm asking here for a band of frequency that's optimal for you. Asking for your microbes to be at an ultimate frequency to match the health of your own cellular clusters, your organs, your systems. And just notice if there's a focus of attention on one area of your body. And if there's not, that's okay. Just follow the breadcrumbs. And now, using scalar waves of truth and love through the divine pathway to allow any spiritual messages to come through with working with this bacteria. And on the elemental pathway, ask for assistance to help you understand your relationship with repressed feelings, repressed emotions, to notice the imbalance, and to help you restore resonance in any or all of your organ systems to change the environment of light that they're swimming in. Just do a body scan and see if you get any information just from that. And so, since bacteria has this aspect of repressing our own feelings, we just ask the fungi to help us understand this beautiful network that's been created for us with this fungi, this ability to communicate with each other. We ask it to help us understand which emotions are our own. We are not capable of processing those emotions which are not ours. So we ask the fungi, the intelligence of the fungi, to help us locate those frequencies that are not our own. Allow that intelligence first to come into your physical body. We ask the algae that will help us to metabolize the light that we bring in to work with this bacteria. Just allow that to happen if you feel anything physical. If not, that's okay. And so now we start to scan for the bacteria that's associated with boundaries. And we ask for those emotions, maybe of anger, of when boundaries are crossed. We ask for the spiritual messages here. And possibly the spiritual message that you may hear may be different. And maybe it's associated with the concept of power, the power of your sovereignty. Allow that message to come in and seep into yourselves, to seep into the resonance. At the most elemental level, the most physical, this most physical level of feelings and emotion and subtle elements, atomic particles and cellular programs, we're coming down into those lowest levels. And now notice in your body repressed feelings of not feeling safe. Fear. And maybe you're noticing where that shows up. Maybe that's coming into your gut biome, maybe you're noticing the womb of the first, second, and third chakra, this egg that's inside. Notice and see if you can allow the messages, the spiritual message of growth. This egg. What could come of that? And then asking now you're asking your guides to help you if looking onto fear created any disturbance, just ask your guides to come in and help you wrap around. Metabolizing the light of love, allowing it to swim in your environment, this resonance of love that your organs can come into connection with. And now coming into the repressed feelings of something that's not good for you. Something that feels disgusting to you. Where is the resonance in a microbe, a system? And see if you can find the message on the divine pathway of acceptance. And now scanning your physical body, this most elemental, really pushing your feet down into the earth now, finding connection here, lost love, sadness. Allowing the spiritual message of compassion to come forth. Deep compassion. And because your feet are pressing into the earth, we ask now for the old earth energy to start pouring into our body. Deeply held into the old earth. This wisdom that's coming up, this elemental, subtle elements coming up, this original blueprint that our physical body can resonate with. We are of the earth. And allow that archaea to come in. Allowing your soul to connect with maybe a being of the old earth. Noticing if you're feeling a vibration coming up through the legs. Noticing a different heartbeat. A different connection to a different heartbeat from a different earth than the one you were born into. And asking that heartbeat to be with you and support you and to sustain you. Transforming these microbes into the last divine spiritual message of joy and love. This light frequency. And now taking all of those together now, coming into the deepest inflow frequency that's most compatible to you. Coming down to this lowest level of where you've stored your stress and your trauma. Asking your guides to have resonance of light and neutrality for the bacteria in your cellular structures. Noticing now in your physical body any changes, any settling out. Now, lastly, pushing your tailbone, your sits bone, finding the strength and the power from the divine pathway that has power in it. There is power. There is power in the divine. Feel this power pushing down with the feet, pushing down with the sits bones, allowing your crown to raise as tall as you can in this position, allowing all of this to change within you. To allow as much light into your system as you possibly can at this moment, that every feeling is allowed to be here with its transformational power, feeling complete and whole. Take as many breaths as you need. before you come back into the room and feel your shift.